For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome, fuck faces, to a new episode of Punch Drunk Sports. Guess who's back? Ari, who seems to be spray painting something. What's going on here?
I'm trying to spray my yard.
For what?
Bugs.
Ugh. Good luck.
Any plant life in New York, it just attracts these mosquitoes.
Good luck. Real quick, go to BetDSI.com and use the code Punch Drunk. That gets you $10 free. It's free to sign up to gamble with, and now's the time to gamble. NFL's about to start. Baseball's about to get hot. Shit's about to go down. Also, Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee and use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. That saves you 10% off on all of your coffee problems. I have coffee problems, all right? I can't stop drinking coffee. I really can't. It's just shifted to coffee and jerking off to cartoons. And finally, go to punchdrunksports.com. If you want to write for Punch Drunk, shoot an email to writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up, and you can write articles about whatever the fuck you want to write about. And if you got any shopping to do at punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link, and that's another way to help out the show. Welcome back from Scotland. 3 months in Scotland.
Yeah, 1 month.
Yeah, what it felt like, an eternity.
How was it? Did you get good numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't really care about that. The shows are really good. It's really fun. A lot of comics out there. I mean, so many. 3,000 comedians.
That's insane. That's like the size of the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
Just all comics. Joining us today, our good friend, returning to the show again, Seattle connoisseur, Andy Haynes, everybody.
Yay.
One of the preseason power rankings. Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
Absolutely. And special guest joining the show, moving to New York in like 2 days.
Tomorrow night.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Gabe Killian, what? Gabe the banker, his last day and second to last day in L.A. And I'm like, yeah, we'll have you on the show because Ari and I want to shit on you for moving to New York.
You're moving to New York, Gabe?
Yep.
Because they don't know what Armenians are out here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, man. I'll just be a white person there.
They're about to know. That's for sure.
People are going to think you're Bukharian.
Yeah, you're just Puerto Rican in New York, bro. Here you at least get like the individuality of being Armenian. In New York, you're just another Puerto Rican.
Oh, they're just going to group you up with the other
ones.
Yeah,
for sure. Dominican maybe, but definitely not white.
Or Armenian.
I think they'll put him in with like Orthodox Jews. I think they'll think you're down from like Borough Park or something.
When we get calls, are they coming here or are they coming to you?
They're going
to
come in through here.
Okay, cool, because we got a couple.
Are we going live at all anymore or no?
Yeah, we're live right now, kid.
I mean, can people watch live?
Yeah, people can watch live.
Really?
We already tweeted that we were live. Yeah, they can go to punchdrunksports.com and watch live.
We're live on Meerkat.
Anybody that's watching live already knows that. It's not like we're making some sort of announcement where people are going to somehow magically tune in. Now, I notice you're not wearing a shirt. Should I take my shirt off again?
I mean, it's up to you.
Right. It's hot here, though, bro.
Your nipples are so low.
Yeah, you got low nipples.
Dre?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that feels a lot better, bro. I feel better. How hot is it in New York?
Pretty hot. It's like 90 today.
Yeah.
It's hotter than that here. It's supposed to be like close to 100 today.
Is it just humid over there?
It's way more humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy knows. It's like nothing like LA.
It's gross.
Now, I threw you a curveball, and so did Andy. He hosted your show, and I know you've told me for months and months and months, you'll never get on my storyteller show. Sure, you did the live one three times. All three of them, you did a great job. But never, while I'm alive, will you ever be on the storyteller show. And I
No, I never said that.
I read between the lines. Oh, you're like, oh, maybe if you get an Academy Award. Maybe if you get lucky and you audition for something, and then you get in it, and then you do really good, and then it gets nominated for Academy Award, and you yourself win an Academy Award, maybe season three. That's what you said to me. Indirectly.
In a roundabout way, yes.
Now, if I got an Academy Award, no problem. I'd be on season three, right?
What are we talking about? I mean, like, cinematography?
No, dude. Like, acting, starring, you know, gay porn, written, directed by, the whole shebang.
I mean, what act, like, supporting actor? Supporting actress?
Best actress.
Best actress. Yeah. I could have that.
Full on Caitlyn Jenner Academy Award. Fucking get the plumbing done. Everything. Think of the story I would have about getting a complete sex change just to play this part in this movie that I wrote and directed.
I thought you were trans when I first saw you at the store because you hung out with Boone so much.
Oh, yeah. That's more trans curious.
Yeah, he's not trans. He definitely has AIDS, though.
That's what they call a trans curious.
Who, Jason or Boone?
Both of us.
That's what happens when you tongue kiss.
Yeah. Butts. That's what happens when you tongue kiss butts. Ari, how's the snatch, Jack?
Do you catch any dick over in Scotland?
Legitimate question.
Got a little bit. I just very little, and then I got back, and I did it when I got back. But I had to use a condom, and
gross.
I don't know. It's just like lame. I didn't even come.
Yeah, of course, because you're wearing a condom.
Yeah, and it's like either you can fucking girl until you go, or like you can like do it normally and then just run out of steam.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, fuck it.
You're wearing a no condom.
Then you have the conversation, like, let me just, come on, what do you got? I don't, let me just take it off.
Uh-huh. And what did he say?
No. He said no. That's the same thing he made.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you take antidepressants, right?
No, I got off them.
See, because it takes me a long time to come, and this girl asked me the other day to jerk off because I couldn't come from sex. And then it was too aggressive, and she asked me to stop jerking off. She was
really?
Like, calm the fuck down. And I was like, it's not going to happen unless I do it like this.
Wait.
Were you, like, punching your dick?
No, I just, you know, I take some fucking elbow grease, you know?
You're fucking.
I get that.
You can't come. And then she goes, well, why don't we take a time out here? Why don't you just jerk off and finish yourself off? We'll call it a night.
She'd already come. Uh-huh. And then she was like, I was like, I'm not going to come. And she was like, why don't you jerk off? And then she wanted to watch me jerk off. And
okay.
I was like, I'll do that, sure. And then
And then you put your dick in an arm bar and everything.
Yeah, I fucking put it on the table and I was just hitting it with a stapler.
I'll do some time.
I call that move correlating.
Yeah, collating. I'll go, like, you know, regular style, and then right at the end sometimes I'll go like that.
What does that mean?
On the tip, yeah.
Just really, really, really fast at the very, very end.
Yeah.
You give it the Zaxxon?
You just work the knuckles?
See, do you ever do it backwards? Like, sometimes I'll finish like this.
Really?
I've never tried that.
Yeah. I had really strong traps, triceps, I mean. And
really?
So it just, yeah.
And that's like you're just, like, you're ripping your dick off?
Basically, yeah.
Wow, I've never tried that one. I've jerked off with boxing gloves on before. Ooh, brass knuckles, too. You ever try that?
No.
You want to talk about hurting your dick? That'll freak a chick out. And you know those claws that ninjas would wear to climb trees?
Yeah.
I never jerked off with those, but I did fist a chick with those once.
I think he's lying.
She regretted it. She regretted it. So let's play a game. We played it halfway through your trip, and we're going to play it again. The final version of How many times did Ari get laid in Scotland? Now, last time we played, just so our new contestants know, a lot of us had very high guesses, and the answer halfway through was only one. So now, building on one for the second half of your trip, how many times did Ari get laid in Scotland?
Does he tell us, or do we guess?
We all guess, and then he tells us.
Is it different people, or the amount of times
I forgot to mention,
sex?
You only get, we each get one question. So let's use our questions collectively.
So Frank used his.
All right.
Your question is what?
It was
We're guessing total number of fucks.
Oh, okay. Total number, not partners.
Nope, just total.
I mean, you can break it down to that. For sure you should break it down to that.
If you want.
Yeah, I think we should break it to partners, because I don't count.
But last time he only had sex with one person once.
One chick like 100 times?
Well, we definitely don't count like multiple times in a night. That's unless it's a different girl.
No, that doesn't count.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay. So different partners. All right, Mike.
Can we do an over-under on blowjobs?
You could throw blowjobs in there, too, if you want. But I know my man, Ari. If he's getting his dick sucked, he's putting that in a cunt, too.
I mean, almost always. I can't imagine just a BJ.
That's just pure laziness.
Yeah.
Well, the blowjob only is a girl you've been fucking for a long time, and she's on her period.
Yeah, I'm not a... Blowjobs are kind of annoying unless the girl's a pro, but then you don't want her in your house, you know?
Like, a blowjob only is like your scenario. You've been dating the same girl for a long time. You're living together. So when she's on her period, I just call that blowjob week.
Nah, man. I mean,
not Shark Week.
Yeah.
Shark Week. I like that.
Chumming up the water. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you can always fuck when someone's on their period, but that's like, when you've been dating a long time, you're like, now we got a fucking whole mess to deal with.
Nah, I call painting the town red.
Yeah.
If a chick gives great head, sometimes I prefer that.
Oh, here comes Gabe Killian.
Sometimes I just let her look at my dick and we just leave it at that.
Hey, when's the last time you got laid?
By a man or a woman.
Whatever, man. I don't care.
About 45 minutes ago when I picked up Teebs.
So let's play the game. Your question is?
He already answered it. So my guess is going to be 3.
Okay, so you're 3 total.
3 total.
So including the last one. Gabe Killian.
I was going to say 3-2. Can I?
Can I?
I was going to double down on the 1. Yeah, my guess is 3 also.
Maybe more than one person gets it right.
Okay, that's fine. So he's also going 3. Andy Haynes.
I was going to guess 3.
I am going to go
$1.
With, not $1, but I am going with 2. I think you got laid one more time after the last time you got, I'm going 2 only.
He doubled down.
What about the silent disco?
Oh, yeah. What do we got? Cardinals fan?
Cardinals fan.
Big St. Louis guy for
number one team in baseball. I'm going to say just the 1.
Ooh.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, he's all business over there.
I like
he's all business.
Oh, no, he's not all business, but go. Okay, all right, the correct answer is...
That same girl that did it once, I called her back again, we did it again, and then that was it, 2.
Coming in strong. How was...
Wait, 1 person 2 times?
Yep.
So I would count that as 1.
Yeah, that's
but
if
it was
complete, if they're like a week apart, I count that as 2.
No, come on.
Because the game was how many times did Ari get laid?
No, it's notches on the bedpost. I don't say that I've fucked 100 girls because I fucked 30 girls 33 times.
Uh-huh. Well.
Or whatever.
You fucked 100 girls 33 times?
No, I did the math wrong. 30 girls 3 times, but 33 girls 3 times.
Were they fat chicks? Were you counting them twice? Is that why the math was wrong?
Yeah, 1.5ers.
So, who is this gargoyle and over the seas you've been fucking? Who's this sea hag?
She's just some comic. It was. I'm done with it.
Really, you didn't fall in love over in Scotland?
No. After the second time, I was like, oh, this won't be happening again.
Why?
In my head, I mean,
big pussy.
Big pussy. Yeah.
You just fall into it. And
wide set. Pussy.
Sometimes if you're going in with like a finger and then you get like 2 and then you're like, wait, can I do that? And then you're like, what am I even doing here having sex?
And then you get like, then you get like 11 fingers in there and you're like, and that requires a friend to be there. And
yeah,
then
you're like, wait, who? Get out of here.
Get out of here, Gabe. I didn't think you saw me under the bed. I'm basically living down here like a troll.
Now, do you have any advice for Gabe Killian who's moving to New York City Wednesday, Ari?
Why are you moving to New York City, Gabe? Start over?
Yeah, something like that. Hopefully more stage time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it there. Andy knows more of the open mics out here.
What's that supposed to mean?
You started here?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Go hang out at the Creek. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, the Creek is the best. We just had the Creekies. We thought we saw you. We had a Nick Turner sighting of you.
Oh, really?
Well, we didn't realize that. He was a guy who looked a little like you in a car. And everyone's like, Andy, come on. Don't keep driving. Come on in. Andy, come on. We're your friends.
That's how sad I am. I drive by to just see it.
Oh, you fly to New York to just circle all of your old haunts.
If I let Louis C.K. jerk off in front of me, will I get stage time at the Cellar?
No.
No, that he doesn't have power that way.
Oh.
No, you'll just have a great life experience.
I'm sure he'd still let you, you know. And now you want him to jerk off in front of you?
If it'll mean stage time.
He would say hi to you after he jerked off if he saw you later at the cellar.
That's all right.
Great.
I can make that work around my schedule.
I don't think Ari can tell the difference between the two Gabes.
Well, he can because he's looking right at me. Can you see us, Ari?
Yeah, because I got something in my eye, and I'm really worried about it.
Is it pink eye?
Now, what is it you're spraying for in this sort of courtyard that you're in? This is your backyard?
Yeah, my backyard.
And now, do you share this backyard with other people?
No.
Are you growing anything?
No, just some plants back there. There's a grill behind me. I'm going to start up soon.
Is this, you live in Chelsea?
No, I live in East Village.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, it's a find. Matt Fulcheron's going to live here for the winter.
The Fulcheron? I just saw him 2 nights ago.
Yeah, maybe we'll get him to Skype in from my apartment.
That'll be fucking pretty decent. And then we can, like, trash your apartment from L.A.
I love Fall Charge.
I do, too.
He's my favorite to watch.
Yeah, I'm living in his place. He's going to live in mine all winter.
So when you were coming out here in October, first Tuesday in October, so you'll be here in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, let me get my calendar.
And then you are here for how long?
Not very long. I'm here. I'll get there on the 1st, so that's Thursday, and I'm leaving on...
The 2nd.
The 13th, which is also a Tuesday. But I don't know if I'll be here from 12 to 2. But maybe.
Where are you going?
The 6th, I'm going to Australia.
You doing Melbourne?
Doing Melbourne, doing Sydney, doing Brisbane.
And you'll be on Australia for 4 months, correct?
I'll be in Australia for a month, then straight to Calgary, and then back to New York.
You doing Laugh Shop?
What?
You doing Laugh Shop in Calgary?
No, Yuck Yucks.
Oh, okay.
Yuck Yucks.
In the Horseshoe Casino.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. And they have this place called Cowboys where everybody just gets, like, drunk.
That's where all the flames go right after the game. They get plowed in there, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, they're Canadian.
18 and up. It's drinking age.
Yeah.
Word.
It's some fucking...
Oh, no.
I have a little Calgary romance.
Going right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Mini romance. Not exclusive at all, but a nice lady that works in oil.
Really?
Yeah, she's like...
Baby oil?
No, she works in the tar sand. She's loaded. She drives a Mercedes.
Because I know a lot of ladies that work in baby oil.
Yeah, oh yeah. All
yeah,
those.
Amazing.
You go up there and you're like these 18-year-olds, they make like $200,000 a year, and they only work 5 months a year, and they just are all... There's so much cocaine and fucking... They're crazy up there. It's great.
Oh, man. We got to go.
Bring merch. They'll buy all your fucking merch.
Yeah, because they have so much money. Even the fucking 7-Eleven workers are like, since the oil people are paying them, they make like 14 bucks an hour.
It's more now. It's like 18 an hour. And
damn.
A guy at the last time I played Laugh Shop, he just handed me a $20 bill after my set. It was just a tip. I've never had that happen.
Really?
He was He was just like, here, good job. Like, I'm getting paid for this. But
fuck New York. I'm going to Calgary.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
There's this new rich guy that's been hanging around at the store that Don knows that I don't know how he's like started some magazine empire or something. What's that?
I know that guy.
You know him?
Because he gave... Well, go ahead. You tell your story first.
Well, he's just like, he's hammered and he's like, hey, if you let me get on stage and tell a joke, I'll buy everybody in the room champagne. Like bottles of Dom. That guy, you know him?
He's done that before, yeah.
So then he gets on stage, and then it's just like me and Earl and all the wolves in the back just shitting on him. He can't get a word out edgewise. Tell your joke, faggot! Just start over, fuckface! I mean, he couldn't get a word in edgewise. It's raining menus on him every time he starts talking. By the way, those new menus really fly.
Oh, dude, they have metal edges.
They got metal edges. It's like
that's good for eye gouging.
It's really, I accidentally hit Apivira last night because he's on stage and they have this new
Robert William
Apivira, the guy that always wears a green suit.
Oh, you.
And they got this really pretty hard final rule of like no throwing menus at him. Yeah. Because he makes such a stink about it when we always throw menus at him.
Yeah, no hitting him is
the rule. Insane homeless guy? That's crazy that he would have a problem with it.
No violence.
While he's on stage, there's a bar stool behind him that has an empty beer bottle on it. And me and Earl are just hell-bent to, like, throw these things because they curve pretty good when you throw them. to like go around Aprovira and knock the bottle off of the thing on the back.
It's like the best game of disc golf.
That's exactly what it was like. It was exactly like disc golf. Probably we get about 20 to 25 menus thrown last night.
Did not hit the bottle?
Fucking very, really close a bunch of times.
Damn,
but
sorry.
I got Aprovira right in the balls.
Did he kill?
Oh, yeah, he murdered. He's always
three
kills.
Women.
He's terrible. He's terrible.
That guy was at the Comedy Store about 10 years ago, that magazine guy.
Uh-huh.
And he had been there for like two straight weeks. You know how guys come there for like 2 weeks or a month? And
that's
like,
how he's
great
been
place
now.
To binge.
Yeah. And he bought everybody champagne, same thing, one time. And then I was on stage once, and Bear's trying to get my balls out. And so this guy on my right was like, he's like, who has money? The guy's on my right is like, I'll give you 39 cents. And I was like, all right, that's going in the kitty, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then that dude, that magazine guy, goes, I will give you $1,000.
Shut your mouth. I'd suck his dick for $1,000, let alone pull mine out.
Yeah, we're like, what? He goes, yep, $1,000 if you want it. And I did want it, and I pulled my dick out. And he gave me $1,000.
Shut up!
Wow. Yeah.
Fuck, we got to take advantage
in cash?
Of this.
Yeah, dude.
Drunk maniac.
He had $1,000 on him. He's just like, here you go, fuck face.
Did you? All right, question. Did you feel cheap at any point?
Hell no.
Ari doesn't have those kinds of feelings.
Here's the deal.
Hell no.
If he had been hanging around, he probably already saw him and knew they were coming out. He just wanted to be a part of it.
True or false? You were already doing it for the 39 cents.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you this. I collected the money. We're on stage. We're talking. And then Bear's like, all right, what else? You're done. Get off stage. And I was like, no. I'm waiting for that 39 cents. Out of his wallet.
That's
of
great.
Course. Remember when we
Man
had
in principle.
Fat James take a shower? Were you there that night?
Oh.
In the main room?
Yeah, in the main room. Did you know Fat James?
No. Did he die? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's dead.
Past tense?
He died.
Hey, Ari, what's your comedy store in New York? The Stand?
The Stand, yeah.
Yeah, I like that place.
That's my home club there. What the fuck was that?
Air conditioner?
Maybe air conditioner. It's a bunch of drops, though.
Yeah, it's air conditioner.
It's probably like bird shit.
Or Iceman's jerking off on you.
Yeah. Which would be perfect on a nice, hot New York
day. It would come out in drips.
It would be nice. It would be very nice.
So Fat James is like, said he would take a shower in that little shower, which is like, it's like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag getting that guy in that shower. It really is like impossible. So we all thought it'd be funny. This is when Duncan was back in the day when he was talent coordinator.
Duncan was the talent coordinator.
Isn't that
Duncan
crazy?
Duncan Trussell was the talent coordinator.
I can't imagine that.
That was it was really one of the best times. I mean, really, it's the era where I fucked myself there because I got so many spots. And me, Danish, and O'Neill were so mean to Tommy because he was just a little driver guy. So we would punk him, and we were so mean to him. And then all of a sudden, Duncan quits, and then Tommy takes over. Dennis and O'Neill and I are like, bye-bye spots, bye-bye. So we're like, let's get Fat James to take a shower. And he's like, hey, I'll do it, but you guys are going to have to fucking pay me. So we go around, we get a pool going, we get all this. And if you paid and contributed in any way, even a quarter, you got to come in the back room and watch this fat guy shower. That was like your admission. So we had raised like $38 and a half a thing of Tic Tacs. Somebody donated that, which we accepted.
Yeah.
But he said it was minimum he would do it is $50. And Rogan's like, we tell Rogan about it when he shows up. He's like, oh, I'll gladly pay the difference. Whatever we're short, I'll pay the difference.
Yeah, Rogan's good with his money that way.
Rogan's about, you know, now he's on the hook for $11. We all go in the back and just watch Fat James in his tidy whities take a shower in this little fucking tight. He couldn't turn around. He couldn't spin around. I mean, his gut is on one wall and his back is on the other wall. He could barely, like, you know, we had to fucking, like, push him into this fucking thing.
How fat was Fat James?
He was, I mean, did you see Windy City Heat?
Yes.
He's the guy that played the stunt double in the makeout scene.
He was obese to the point where he could lose the weight of an obese man and still be obese.
I mean, he was probably 400 something.
Yeah,
easily upper threes. I mean, you know, easily you saw him in that scene. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that played his stunt double in the sex scene of Windy City Heat.
Easily upper threes.
So then, after it's all said and done, point of this whole stupid story. After it's all said and done, it's the same thing that rich guy did. Everybody's laughing. It was super hilarious. People are, you know, wash your hair because he had hair like Elvis. Like he had a pompadour, like kind of thing. Yeah. So Well, wash your hair now. And he had no towel. He's like drying himself off with like the paper towels that were in the fucking bathroom. Rogan throws him like $100 or something afterwards. Instead of giving him like the $11, he's just like, here's $100, bro. That was awesome. That was hilarious. That was so long ago. That was back in the day when Red Band was only a camera guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would only see Red Band. For the first 5 years we knew Red Band, he wasn't doing stand-up. All he was doing was constantly recording everything Joe did because they had like a reality show thing they were doing.
Mm.
When he came around.
Yeah, that's all he would do.
You only knew Red Band because he was Rogan's guy that had a camera on him all the time. And would edit videos. You'd try to hang out and get in the videos and shit.
Yeah, that's what he did that Mencia video. It was like, go get Red Band. This yep. is his job here.
That's exactly what happened with that.
And now he makes his living drinking.
Did you? Oh, I'm so jealous of his job. Yeah, dude. I got my resume together and everything for that job. I was just too overqualified to make a living drinking.
What is that? A mini Duraflame for a barbecue?
Yeah, that starter's a little broken.
Wow, what's that? That's a log in a fucking cardboard box? That's a log in a recycled log.
No, that's
oh,
matches.
Those are just matches. Okay, Jesus.
The matches, yeah.
Yeah,
matches.
I was going to say, you don't want to cook with Duraflame. But I wouldn't be surprised if you did it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Ari just threw a bunch of fucking New York Times in there and threw cheeseburger on top of that.
I feel like Ari could drink like that stuff that Joaquin Phoenix was making in The Master.
Yeah, probably.
Like
probably.
Paint thinner and ether.
Last night was one of those situations, Ari, at the Comedy Store, and I don't know if you guys noticed, if you were there.
I was not.
Brett Ernst, yeah, no, I didn't see you. Brett Ernst, friend of the show, great guy, but a guy who can give you an ear beating. For the love of God, the guy can talk.
Sure can.
It's about 10 o'clock. We got a call coming in. We'll take this in 1 second. Brett Ernst is arguing over, is Tom Brady top 5 quarterbacks of all time? Arguing with 3 guys. I go inside. I sit in the OR. I watch 2 hours of comedy. The store closes. We do the band. The store closes. I come outside. The lights are off. Everything's gone. Brett Ernst and those 2 guys are still standing in the exact same spot.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you. The guy is just a systems quarterback. It's 2.5 hours later. I wanted to put a gun in my mouth. Let's take this call. This could
that
be interesting.
Unrelated.
I have a very good idea who this is, but I'm interested to...
And then, by the way, afterwards, we got to get some breaking news about the Patriots.
Oh, excellent. You're on the air with Ari Shaffir and Punch Drunk.
Hello, it's Gay Jesus.
Gay Jesus is...
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jesus. Awesome.
You guys are talking about some sensual topics today.
Yes, we are, Gay Jesus.
Oh, I like the way this Andrew man jerks off reverse grip. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus, do you have a problem with jerking off?
Oh, I'm pro jerking off. Who's the young boy you have in there from the Make-A-Wish program?
That is Gabe Killian, and he's our gambling correspondent, and he's a big fan of the big JC, the big GJC.
Gabe, do you like to fuck holy figures?
100%.
Oh, I like this young Armenian boy. He's like half of Sam Tripoli. He's delicious.
He's a good half of Sam Tripoli.
Where does one go to pray to Gay Jesus?
Good question.
Oh, you get on your knees at the altar and you take the sacrament in your mouth, Gabriel.
Gabriel.
The angel Gabriel. You will sing the praises of Jesus.
Oh, wow. Gay Jesus, I know you're a big fan of comedy.
Huge fan.
I hear you have a Tony Hinchcliffe impression.
Did you really? I do have one. I'm going on Kill Tony next week. It's Gay Jesus' debut.
I'd love to hear it.
Oh, welcome to the stage. The next band is very funny. Give it up for Gay Jesus.
That's great, Gay Jesus.
Just a little something I've been working on, fellas. Oh, Gabriel, back to you.
I'd love to hear the joke you're working on.
Oh, I'd like to try it out on you. Just bend over and spread that Armenian asshole for me.
What Jesus. Fuck me, man. Oh, God.
Now, dear Jesus, I have a question for you.
Please, Ari. We're both Jewish. Let's talk shop.
This Friday marks the anniversary of 9/11, where the terrorists flew planes into an office building, the two different office buildings, killing thousands of people. Where were you for that?
Wow, good question, Ari. We're going to bring the room to a screeching halt. Hello! Well, I was in a room with four men, and I was getting pounded, and I was, let's just say I shirked my responsibilities, and I jerked a few guys off.
Wow.
Somebody was asleep at the switch. Hello!
Now, what's your relationship like with straight Jesus and your father, who's apparently the father of everything?
Straight Jesus and I haven't talked in a while. Let's just say we have a disagreement on what we like to fuck and how we like to do it.
What is it you like to fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I like to fuck men like Gabriel, the angel Gabriel there.
No, the angel Gabriel.
The angel Gabriel.
Wow.
Cielito.
Does he only like to fuck? What about getting fucked?
I would like to comb on that bald head and just rub it in like lotion.
Yeah. And that might help you from getting any kind of sunburn on your head if you got some cum from gay Jesus on your head.
All right, yeah. Did you get the phone call on 9/11?
Yeah, the pre-call? Yeah, we got it a couple days before.
Oh, okay.
For the cool. Jews, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got it. It was more of a newsletter. Phone calls get tapped.
That's true. It was just stapled to your fucking front door like the Martin Luther?
Yeah, well, no, but that's very funny.
I texted Ari because we were hanging out back in those days.
I was never hanging out with you. What are you talking
about? Oh, you're going to deny this on the air?
I think you will. Gay Jesus, could you describe Ari's balls pretty perfectly? Because I'm sure if you could do that, then that would prove a lot.
That would prove it, but I doubt he can.
The flavor, too.
I have a picture of both of Ari's balls in my mouth. I have a huge Steven Tyler type of mouth.
Oh, wow. You would have to get those fucking balls in your mouth.
I took Ari's balls to the back of my throat. They look like oversized tonsils. Hello!
Wow. Ari, did you bring that new belt back you could show Gabe?
Thailand, you mean?
What's that?
My Thailand belt?
Yeah, that you got in Thailand.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. Here, Gabe, take a look at it.
Let's see what you got. Let's see what you're working with. Are you really wearing it? Yeah, he's wearing it. There it is. Yeah. Now that. Oh yeah, I like that.
Can somebody please describe this belt? I am dying here.
Well, Ari was juggling his balls, his gigantic misshapen balls.
It looks like a log on two beanbags.
Yeah, it really does. One of his balls is the size of his dick.
Okay, I like it.
And the other ball is just like kind of regular ball.
It looks like a ballpark Frank relaxing on two river rocks.
Yep.
These descriptions are exquisite.
Gage is getting pretty excited here.
He is getting excited.
Oh, I am rock hard, as they say. The crucifix is hard as a rock.
Now, Gage Jesus, I've asked you this. I think I've asked you this before, but I don't recall your answer. Is one of your sexual moves, like it, let's say on Angel Gabriel over here, to jerk him off with that hole in your hand from being crucified?
Whoa.
Good question.
It depends if Gabriel, how much are you working with in circumference and diameter?
Do I have to answer that?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, of course you do.
Is it Gay Jesus? Do you want to blaspheme?
I'm 4.5 inches thick.
Jesus Christ!
Blast?
4.5 inches? What do you have, a mini frisbee? You have a yarmulke penis?
His dick's shaped like a can of snuff.
I know. It's like a tuna can.
Ooh, the angel Gabriel is getting more intriguing. I've never had that inside of me.
Small dick?
Snuff?
Small, very rounded penis.
I've heard about you walking on water, but can you walk on my dick?
You want me to walk on your dick, Gabriel? Anything for you.
Well, right. There you have it, Gay Jesus.
Gay Jesus, what do you got coming in the future?
You got any public appearances you'd like to plug, Gay Jesus?
I'm doing a show at Cobb's in San Francisco. I'm doing the Naughty Show with Samuel coming up and some of his porno friends.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be trading apartments with Ari. I'll be living in New York. He's coming to L.A. Ari, you better change the sheets if you know what I'm saying.
I got it, Matt Fultz. I know what you're saying. You're saying you're going to... gay fuck on my sheets.
Yeah, he's good.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's some ass.
And so, yeah. And then Ari's going to stay at Casa del Gay Jesus?
Yeah, where do you live? Where am I staying there? Good question.
I think you know where I live, Ari.
I think church. That's pretty obvious.
Inside all of us?
I think it's a west side. I think it's a church in West Hollywood.
I have a bedroom in the back of Rage.
Oh, yeah? Is it pretty spacious, or is it like a little fucking small little hideaway?
It's more of a fuck
well,
dungeon.
Well, because I have some guilt over some of my behavior, it's pretty small. I stay in there to repent, and I just wake up, to lots of cock.
It's my last night in town. Can you get me on the guest list there tonight?
Well, Gabriel, since you're such an adorable little boy, I think I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Gabriel, where are you going to live in New York?
Upper West Side.
Who? What's the situation?
I found a comic to live with.
Oh, nice.
Oh boy. It sounds like deal. Someone's getting taken advantage of.
It sure does.
Sure does.
Who's this comic, Gabe?
His name's Randy Epley. Used to write for National Lampoon or something.
We don't need his credits, bro.
I know. We don't need his goddamn life story.
It's Hollywood.
He was born in a small town in Upper Michigan, Upper Peninsula.
Oh, yeah? Why would I care about that, Gabriel?
And then he went to Michigan State, and he left college in, like, 2002.
So is
you think you're autistic or retarded?
That's a legitimate question. Ari,
is that Josh Martin?
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
Nice way to stutter through that.
Gabriel Meyerowitz.
Hello.
Is Ari trying to grow a mohawk or what's going on?
Trying to grow? He's had a mohawk for like 3 months.
Really?
Yeah,
that sounds like an insult to me, Ari. How do you respond?
Yep.
I move on. My life. I've had it for months.
How
look now?
How much longer are you going to have this haircut?
I don't know. I got to record my show. I think I'll record it like this.
All right.
You should dye it a different color.
Yeah, I thought of that. I got blue dye. I might do that.
Wait a second. Where did Andrew go? I'm looking at the live feed, and I'm seeing one hunk less on the panel.
He had to use the restroom. I think he got a little turned.
He jerked off, man. I think he was jerking off.
I think he got a little...
Is he going to go beat it because of my voice was getting too much for him?
I think he got a little turned on by all this hot talk about dudes-on-dude action.
I'm looking at the panel. I see Gabriel. I see Andrew.
Yep.
I see...
Don't forget Frank.
I see Francis.
Yeah. St. Francis.
I see Jaybird, and I can hear Ari's soothing, sultry tone.
Ari's pretty much naked, Gay Jesus.
No, don't tease me.
He's just walking around with his mohawk and his fucking oddly shaped one basketball testicle and one fucking green grape testicle.
Ari, would you like to do some jujitsu with old GJ?
GJ?
What do you... Okay, all right. Well, if we did jujitsu, what are your moves? How do you fight?
I think
guess what my favorite position is.
Getting a cock in a heel hook.
Wrong, it's the crucifix. Come on, Jason.
Of course it's the crucifix.
I have my dick resting on your one arm, laid across your face is my crotch, and my arm is holding the other one down, and there's nothing you can do, Ari, but to suck it.
And then, so grounded pound means something totally different to you, correct?
It means a lot different, Ari. You're going to be tapping out, but Gay Jesus won't honor it. I'm like, who's Samar Polari?
He won't honor it. He won't honor it. Oh, no, you're not going to tap out.
What's Gay Jesus' go-to submission?
The go-to submission is the Jesus Kimura lock.
Kimura.
How do you set that up?
Yeah, how do you set that up? Where do you
and what? Also, two-part question. How do you set up the Gay Jesus Kimura? And what is so special and unique about the gay Jesus angle of your commercial?
Oh, Andrew's back. Is that dick drained nicely?
Yeah, I had to jerk off really quick.
Oh, that was our guest. Sensual.
Did you reverse palm it?
Yeah.
That was our guest. So what's so special about your Camaro lock that gay Jesus is...
Here's what I'm going to do, Ari. I'm going to start it off in the north-south. Get my ass in your face. You can smell what you need.
Wow. Okay. Smell what you need.
Then I'm going to spin around like I'm going to be greased up. I like to cheat a little bit. I like to put some Vaseline all over my body, get a little loose.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to spin around, Ari. I'm going to start working that one arm. I'm going to isolate it. You're going to feel my hard cock rubbing against your chest. Then comes the Jesus Kimura, where I rub my Jesus beard and my hair all over the arm to get it vulnerable. And then I click it behind your back, and I make you suck my cock.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's that last little part.
Last part is where you got creepy.
Yeah, the last little part is the gay Jesus angle. Other than
that... Well, it's the standard Kimura, but you got to add your own spin to it.
Which is you jamming your cock in his mouth.
Also spinning.
Yes.
Ari, do you wear the mouth guard? Because I don't want to feel that.
I do wear a mouth guard.
Yeah.
I can take that out if you think it'll be a more fair fight.
Well, you're going to have to spit it out, honey.
Yeah, you're going to have to spit a lot of things out. I get the impression.
No, he's going to swallow it, Jason, and there's going to be consequences.
I think the mouth guard might help a blowjob.
That is true.
Yeah.
Andrew. That's a fair point for Andrew and gave Jesus his book.
It's like getting a blowjob from a baby.
Ew.
I have a question for the angel Gabriel. What would you like for gay Christmas this year, son?
A career?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Something realistic.
Stage time.
Jason, I can turn water into wine, but I cannot give this young boy a career.
Wow, that's... You can feed the homeless. You can dick down Ari's throat. But you can't get Gabe a career.
Hey, he's not a miracle worker.
That is true. You work miracles, but you're not a miracle worker, Gay Jesus. Well, Gay Jesus, thank you for calling in. We have a couple other people trying to call in. So I think Dice Clay's calling in today, Ari. I saw him the other night. He's pretty pissed about, I guess you did something at his house or something.
That was so long ago.
Well, he was pissed. I think he's going to call in and talk about it. Love you, Gay Jesus. Thanks for calling in. Ari, what do you think about this whole... you said you had some breaking news. Now, I know you, there's no way you can play your breaking news sound effect. Pretty solid.
That was... the Goodell tapes.
What's that?
Have you heard about the Goodell tapes for the Patriots?
What is it? Where he covered up for them cheating?
Yeah, for years. Their entire Super Bowl run.
Uh-huh.
They went in, not only did he tell other NFL owners to literally break the tapes they have of them stealing signs, during pregame warm-ups, they sent low-level people in to the visitors' locker rooms to take their playbook.
Wow.
I mean, everything is tainted at this point.
And Goodell knows about this.
He covered it up.
Did you listen to Mike and Mike this morning?
No.
I guess he was on there. I don't know what he said. I was on
Goodell was on there? Or?
Goodell called in on Mike and Mike. I don't know what happened.
Wow. You know that he is in deep shit. If he is...
They're going to get rid of him.
He is fucked, dude. He has fucked everything up since he became the commissioner of the NFL. Now, the problem that I constantly hear about why they don't want to get rid of Goodell, the owners themselves, is because since he's come into the NFL, he has made... like 20% more money than they were making before, which is a shitload of money.
Now,
I think we got another call coming in. And Ari, this is our new segment, I believe. Let me see.
How do we not have any actual people calling in? Like
no, I think this is an actual person.
Oh, okay.
You are on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have here?
Brody.
Is this Brody Stevens again?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That guy keeps calling in with the worst Brody Stevens impression.
God, it's terrible. I mean, it's just awful.
He tries hard, but he never has anything to say, and all he does is just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. We got this new awesome segment coming up called
like
David Taylor's what does he call it? David Taylor's Excellence in Athletics or something. And each week he's going to pick...
Heroes of... It's like personal heroes.
Heroes of Sports or something. Yeah, yeah. He'll say what it is. But each week he's going to call in with a story of this week in sports that he really gets behind. And this week he chose a good one. I can't believe how much Goodell has fucked up.
Yeah.
He's super hated.
Super hated. Well, I mean, the fact that he tried to get Brady gone and then couldn't, now the owners are like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's embarrassing to them?
Yeah.
And now this stuff, though, the fact that he covered up actual cheating, which is like...
Is it like a grand jury? Like, could he go to jail?
No, because I think it only covered up to NFL fans. I don't think it was ever like that. But it came out in that Brady, like, when they had to release all the footage, all the you know, why he thinks Brady should get fired. All that stuff came to light. Same thing with, like, Brady's email about Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is this coming out? It's like, because you fucking uncovered shit because you have a court case.
I mean, I think he just gets zero respect from anybody that is a fan of the NFL. Zero respect. And the owners liked him for a long time because they were getting their pockets lined. Not illegally, but everything and move that he had made. You know, you got a 20... If you're a fucking... You're making $180 million a year or whatever the fuck as some, you know, majority share owner of a team. And then... You know, $200 million a year, maybe.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Breaking news. And, you know, and then the next 2 years over Roger Goodell's thing, you're making $240 million a year.
Yeah,
and the chart looks like it's just going up and up and up. You're like, yeah, he's a dumb fuck, but we're making good money here. It's like if you have a boss and you hate your job and you don't respect your boss, but you're like, ever since this guy became the manager... Of the Shakey's that I work at, I get a raise every 4 months. You know, I was making minimum wage for fucking 5 years, and now I get, you know, now I'm making 14, 15 bucks an hour. I don't respect him, but we can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
He's gone, though. But now the jig is up. Now everybody knows he's a dumb fuck. But now what do you do?
I take advantage of him, too. Like, and now everyone else is thinking of appealing. I mean, the whole thing with, like, with Rice, that was pretty much they knew the footage was there. They had the footage.
Man, Bill Burr's got so many. Bill Burr's got so many good jokes about all this shit.
Really?
Oh God, dude! Like table slapping. You know, it's like, and comics. This is like how comedians laugh at other comedians. That's good. Yeah, that's funny, man. Fuck, that's good. This guy has like comics like pounding tables,
like laughing.
You know
at
what I mean? And that's like a really good fucking sign if you're making comics laugh because we see everything coming.
Yeah.
You know, so like really, if I'm watching a buddy of mine kill, I'm like, damn man, he's killing right now. This is hilarious. That's us laughing. Bill Burr had like an entire room of comics just fucking laughing hysterically about this same shit. How he fucked up Ray Rice, the whole Ray Rice thing. He beats the shit out of some chick. And you know what? I heard an interesting point. Because Ray Rice is probably done. Nobody wants the shit storm of that coming to town.
Wait, did he get signed?
Nope. Nobody wants to touch that PR nightmare.
I mean, there will be a shit storm right away. As soon as he signs, everyone was like, how dare you? When Greg Hardy signed with the Cowboys, it was like a week and then it's gone.
Yeah, but there was no video of him doing anything. There is a video of him dragging a chick out of an elevator like it's a caveman days.
But the thing
a
is,
knocked
people,
out bitch.
Like, that video's still there. I'm like, I know he did it. He served his year sentence.
Somebody brought up a good point where it's like, if there was a video of Michael Vick drowning a dog in a trash can by its head, we never would have seen him ever touch a football ever again,
let alone
been in the NFL for the last 7 years.
You're right. You can't recover from that.
I mean, it also depends on what kind of dog it was, because most people...
I mean, but it literally, there is testimony that Michael Vick held a dog's head...
Oh, that's real?
...in a trash can filled with water until it drowned to death.
Yeah, he killed a couple dogs. He hung some dogs, too.
Really? Jeez. Yeah.
Holding a dog... Imagine a video of him holding Maverick's head underwater in a trash can until it just stops moving and is
dead. I mean,
he would never have, and that's exactly what he did, but there's no video of it.
I actually think that's worse than what Rice did.
Yeah, because at least that
Rice
chick
is still married to his wife.
And she hit him first a couple times.
Started it.
She hit him three times in an elevator. Three times she hit him. And then he finally fucking taught her a valuable lesson.
By the way, can we say just a highlight for this show is when Cowboy broke down her fighting style?
Oh, yeah. He said something funny the other day, Donald Cerrone. He said, McGregor wants to move up to lightweight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man. He was talking a lot
in two fights.
He's going to beat Aldo first.
I'm going to beat Aldo. Well, he said this to Aldo's face. I'm going to beat you, and then I'm moving up to lightweight, and I'm going to take that belt, too. And Donald Cerrone, who doesn't even have the belt, but he's a badass and friend of the show, they asked him about him moving up to lightweight, and he goes, he comes up to lightweight, I want him first, and I'm going to punch the Lucky Charms out of him.
And they hang out together, I think.
Yeah, they do. I mean, but that'd be a fun fucking hangout.
Yeah.
Cerrone and fucking McGregor.
Yeah.
Let's take this call. I think this guy has a bone to pick with Ari.
Okay.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Do you have a bone to pick with Ari?
Roger Goodell, do I know him? Yeah, I fucked him.
Hey, it's everybody's favorite Andrew Dice Clay, everybody. The Dice Man.
What's going on, buddy?
Or the Clay Man.
Hey, Ari, how was it over there in Scotland? What were they saying to you? Were they saying that wacky language they're talking?
It's weird. Only you could ask a legitimate question and still seem like you're trying to insult someone at the same time.
You gonna start it off like this? After you rifle through my affairs, you're gonna come at me?
I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying it's an interesting technique and vocally.
I tell you what. Listen.
What?
He was very upset with you last night about... apparently... At some point in time in the past, I don't remember all the details, you were at his house and you were rifling through his affairs or something.
It was over 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
This guy tried to blame it on a dead Mexican man who can't even defend himself. You got no class, Ari, and I'm going to hit you in the balls with the hammer.
Nice.
I'm blaming it on Freddie Soto. I'm saying he was there. He lied to you and said I did it, but I didn't do it.
Oh, you're going to say he lied to me? He's not even allowed to say he didn't do it. You disgust me, Ari. You know she's a nice girl, and I'm going to hit you in the face with a hammer.
Now, Dice, just in case some people know, because I know this story, a lot of people haven't heard this story yet. What exactly happened?
Yeah, from your point of view, Dice, what happened?
With what? With the rifling through the affair?
Yeah.
I invite Ari to my house like a gentleman.
Okay.
Because I felt bad for him. Uh-huh. He's a guy who's never going to do anything. I did at Madison Square Garden. I throw him a bone.
Sure.
I say, come over, Ari. It's going to be the best day of your life.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He starts rifling through my affairs. I say, looking at my W-4s, all my tax information.
Is he in your office?
What are you talking about? No, I'm not.
You're looking at my Social Security page, Ari. You saw my real name, and nobody knows it.
What? Everybody knows Andrew Silverstein is your real name.
You just said it on the air. This is war, Ari. You're going to war with the Dice Man.
Wow. All
right, well, be that
I got the rhinestone jacket on. And I'm pissed off.
Yeah, apparently Dice was telling Ari that he had a gun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which I may or may not have. You don't know if I do. Maybe I don't know if I do. It's a riddle.
No, you don't. You have kids around. You love your kids. You're not going to have a gun around them. A loaded gun. Bullshit.
And Dice...
Ari, I'm the riddle wrapped in a fortune cookie. You can't solve it.
Dice leaves Ari alone in his room, in office for a minute, and says to him very clearly, hey, I guarantee you I have a gun, but whatever you do, don't open my desk drawer.
And what does he do? What does he do as soon as I leave him? His squirrely Jew hands go through the drawer. He starts rifling through it. I see him looking around, looking for money, looking for guns. You don't know what's going on, Ari.
I didn't even do it. How do you see me when I didn't even do it?
It's called video cameras. Have you ever heard of it, dummy?
Dummy.
Someone I didn't do it.
Dice,
have you seen the movie Meet the Parents? Remember when De Niro got the teddy bear with the camera in it, dummy?
Oh, you had a teddy bear with a camera in it, Dice?
It was a rhinestone jacket.
Oh, he's got the cops coming for him because they know he's a thief.
No, that's not why, and that's not what's happening. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's happening? I hear police over there, Larry. Are you okay? I'll put the rivalry aside for a minute to ask if you're all right.
Thank you very much. That's really nice of you, and it shows how we're, like, good friends in comedy.
Okay, well, now I hate you again, you asshole face. I'm going to beat you in your handbag.
Dice. Go ahead.
Diceman, did you write a nursery rhyme about this whole rifling thing?
Great question. I bet you have a couple new rhymes.
That voice, I've never heard it before. Who is that?
That's a very funny comedian from the Comedy Store, as well as Seattle, Andy Haynes.
Like the Tidy Whitey? This guy's name is underwear. I can't even believe it. That's unbelievable.
Yep, and he's a huge fan of yours.
Love you, man.
You're a big fan? Well, I've never heard of you. Okay.
let's hear if you have any poem about Ari, we'd love to hear it.
About the rifle through the affairs?
Sure.
It goes a little something like this. The dice man's got a desk. You're not supposed to look through it. Then Ari did it. I'm going to hit him in the face with a fucking hammer.
Okay, that doesn't really doesn't rhyme, Dice.
It's, what about Hickory Dickory Dock?
Yeah,
something like that?
That's what I was thinking.
That's a new one. I'm still working out the kinks, Ari. You're not supposed to comment when it's about you. Ari, I challenge you right now to a roast battle. We'll do it live in front of Jeff. He looks like Lex Luthor with Down syndrome.
He looks like who?
Lex Luthor with Down syndrome.
Dice.
It's unbelievable to see him. I'm just warming up for the battle with Ari.
Ari,
are you going to accept the roast battle invitation from ADC?
Yeah, I'll fucking battle you, dude. But I'll make fun of you, and I'll say the real shit.
Oh, you're gonna bring real shit? What are you gonna say? How you rifled through my affairs? What you found in the drawer?
No, that'd be really lame. I'm gonna say something about how you can't keep a wife. About
you're gonna get personal on me? How'd it go with your wife?
Good question.
It's really fun for 4 years.
I was at your wedding, and you don't seem to be married anymore, Ari.
Where's the ring, Ari? You don't talk about her like that. She's a nice girl.
Who? My ex-wife?
Eleanor. You know what you said about her.
You know what I said about her.
Eleanor.
Yeah, I thought we were just joking around.
Dice, is Wheels there? I know you. A lot of times you hang out with Wheels.
These guys always Wheels. I don't know why, but these guys love talking to you. Get the phone, Fatso.
Wheels, are you still cooking for Andrew Dice Clay a lot? I noticed you were his personal chef for a while.
Yeah, I decided to cook off with Emerald. It was an underground battle, and I took him down.
Oh, yeah?
You really are known to be a pathological liar, so I don't really know if I can believe that or not.
Yeah. You guys see me on I was on Fallon last night.
Really?
They had me just do an hour special on there.
Wait a minute. You were on Jimmy Fallon and you did an hour special during your Jimmy Fallon appearance?
Jimmy Fallon, he re-injured his finger. They said, Will, you gotta stretch it. They said, give me the symbol. The stretch.
They gave me the stretch. Yeah, kill time, huh? For an hour?
Me and Questlove were just, we were just having fun.
You and Questlove.
Can you hear this asshole what he's saying to you? It's crazy that I'm best friends with him, isn't it?
It is a little weird that you're best friends with him, Dice.
Yeah, thanks. I'm on the, I got the other phone.
Get off the phone, Will! That's the cordless you don't use. The batteries run out.
Oh, that's the old cordless phone where the batteries are dying, huh, Dice? Yeah.
You got the two and the one that never works, and you're like, can you hear me now? You know that whole bit, how I do it.
Yeah.
Won't the cordless phone still run out of batteries, even if Wheels isn't the one talking on it?
Yeah, why don't you plug it in?
Are you trying to tag my bit, Ari? Like, you're equal with me? Is this what this is about?
Was that a suicide we just heard, Ari? What if somebody jumped?
I'm concerned about him again, Ari. I'm going to put the rivalry aside for 1 second. Are you okay?
Thanks, Dice. Yeah, I'm all right.
Ari, what are you doing for Rosh Hashanah? Maybe we should put it aside for the new year. We'll maybe call a truce. I'll unban you if you're willing to come over, put on the leather yarmulke, and praise the Lord with me.
Leather yarmulke.
I did come to your house with Pesach once. Yeah, I thought I was just banned from the one house, but you don't have that house anymore.
That is true.
Ollie, it goes to all my properties. It's not one house. It's all of my domains, which is a big word for me. I had to have Wheels look it up.
You said it was a year, though, and it's been like 13 years.
Yeah, you said he was banned for 1 year from your old house, and it has been about 13 years. But every time you call into the show, it seems to be the same thing. Ari was rifling through your affairs. This may be your 20th call, angry about the same thing.
Do you know how if you go to prison, they'll let you, if you do other stuff, it gets added on to the sentence?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ari's been doing stuff for 13 years straight
to me. Okay. All right.
Andy Haynes is a good man. I just looked him up online. I like what I see. He's an up-and-comer. This Ari guy, you're a zero, Ari.
Zero.
Andrew,
turn the Well, Dice.
Should I say that for the roast battle? I don't want to blow my wad right here.
Oh no, you know you're fine. Yeah, I think that's a good little teaser.
You're still gonna do it. You're still gonna throw the zero line in. You fucking idiot.
Oh, you're gonna call me a fucking idiot, Ollie? What'd you get on your SATs? I got at least a 400.
Yeah, wait, that's really a low score.
That's really fucking low. You fucking moron.
Well, that's a low score, guys.
Actually, it's like golf. The lower the score, the better.
Shut up, Wheels.
You're wrong, Wheels. Give Dice the phone.
Even Ollie wants you off the phone, and I have to say I agree with them.
Yeah, well, Dice, we love you. We got another call coming in. Thanks for calling.
Time out. I got to talk about Tim Tebow. I love football.
Oh, okay. Let's hear what you have to say about Tim Tebow.
I got nothing. I was kidding you. Zero. Go fuck yourself, Ollie.
Give it to him quick before he can. Oh, wow. Ari. I told you, I ran into him last night. He's pretty pissed at you.
What? I can't even do... How am I going to correct this?
I don't know. I mean, apparently you were rifling through his affairs. I forgot that story, and then I remembered when he brought it up today that he's mentioned that every time he's called us for 4 years.
Oh, yeah, you forgot about that? You forgot that?
So. Yeah, I forgot that part, and then I was like, oh, sure, Dice, call in tomorrow. He said he had a bone to pick with you. And I was like, well, I can't imagine what this would be for, but sure, call in the show tomorrow.
And now
I remember, yeah, 13 years ago you were rifling through his affairs.
It was Freddie just got his goat, to be honest. That's what happened. Freddie was like, he knows. He fucking knows.
Soto?
No. I mean, Dice knows. In his heart, he knows I didn't go through his drawers. He was mad that it wouldn't take the bet. That's what he was mad about.
That he had a gun?
Yeah.
So you decided to go through his stuff.
Because I would have taken a $20 bet. He made it $100, knowing I didn't have $100, so I wouldn't take the bet.
Did you watch the UFC 191?
No, with Benavidez? With Mighty Mouse?
Yeah, yeah, Mighty Mouse.
Uh-uh.
Mighty Mouse and Dodson.
Oh, what do you think about... Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it. Yeah, I heard it was a good fight.
That fight was good. The main event, the co-main event, which was Frank Mir... And Arlovski was a snooze.
Really? Who won?
Arlovski.
Well, he's back in the fight.
Unanimous decision.
Controversial decision, though.
I mean, controversial. I think it was controversial in the way that, like, one judge had it scored 30-27, and the other two had it, like, a lot, hell of a lot closer.
29-28.
And I had it maybe split decision in my head. I could have seen it going either way, to be honest.
I had rounds 1 and 3, 10-10, and second round to Frank Mir.
I mean, I could see that. I could have seen that fight.
Nobody ever judges it 10-10.
You're totally right. Yeah. No one judges it 10-10. There's too much money to be lost to make 10-10 be an option for these judges.
That's a cop-out.
It is a cop-out. But I tell you what, if there's ever a fight where you could be like, that might have been a draw. Or if there's ever a fight where you're like, I could see that one going either which way. Under zero circumstances... Should anybody have had that fight scored 30-27? All three rounds to one guy.
Yeah, when you have to give a round to a guy when neither one of them really separated themselves, and it's like, so you can barely win two rounds and get demolished in the third, and it's like, and still win?
It was one of those heavyweight fights where they're like, they hype it up so much, and they're like, hey, both these guys are back in action. Both these guys are making a strong push for a title shot. Both these guys are relevant again. And they are so gassed halfway through the first round. They're both at like 260, 265. They're hugging each other and leaning on each other like, somebody ring a fucking bell so I can sit down. They were gassed.
We had a guy hit us up on Twitter saying if it goes past the first round, past the second round, past the first round, it's definitely Andre Arlovski because Mir has no gas. But it sounds like neither one of them had gas.
I mean, not much. No. I mean, you know, third round, both of them have their hands down and they're just staring at each other like,
make a move.
Yeah.
What's with these guys' fitness? Why aren't they? Are they just not training?
Well, one, they're older.
And they're bigger.
And they're both
still
big heavyweights.
And their last couple of fights didn't last more than like a minute and a half.
True. First round both of their last fights, couple fights have been first round knockouts. So they didn't need that cardio later. So they set this up as like these two older fighters. You know, it's like if you go late in your career and it's like, hey, Michael Jordan is, you know, playing one-on-one when he's 37 against Kobe Bryant. When it, you're not getting the same guys that were young and exciting and, you know, you're getting the old, I'm about to retire version of them. So they're just going to shoot three-pointers. They're not going to try to, like, cut and dunk and do all crazy shit. They're like, fuck
it. Frank Mir's probably got to go.
He's been getting better.
Yeah.
Has he been getting better, or has he been doing enough to stay in the heavyweight game?
His striking has really improved. His boxing, definitely.
Sure as fuck didn't look like it.
I mean, he looked bad in the last fight, but in the past couple of fights before that, he looked pretty good.
I mean, just because he had first-round knockouts. But it's like, you know, if you're like, this guy's getting better at 37 or however the fuck old he is.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas in July watching him train at Bishop Gorman. He looked good. Training with Travis Brown.
Oh, did he look good, Gabe?
He looked good training?
Yeah, what man.
Go to New York.
Yeah.
You mean come to New York?
I was watching. Yeah. I was watching him skip rope. He got like 25 in a row before he tripped up on his feet.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, not enough to really make me think you look good in training, but that sounds pretty good.
Let's see you skip rope then.
Well, I'm not a heavyweight fighter.
That's a legit point. All right, can I sleep in your kitchen? I just make a nest out of a laundry basket. I guarantee I can sleep in your laundry basket. No problem.
Gabe's such an Armenian. Gabe, how come every time I said there's only somebody who wants to switch apartments, like, if you don't find somebody, how about me? Just stay there for free.
What?
Canadian.
Oh, we got a Canadian call. Let's take this. Oh, no, let's take this second call because I know who this is. And then whoever's calling from Canada, call back.
A new caller.
Well, this is
new blood.
Well, this guy wants to do the segment, and he's locked up on time. Ladies and gentlemen, from Until I Lose Interest, one of my good friends, all of our good friends, Ari's good friends, Until I Lose Interest podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, David Taylor.
Oh.
DT.
Nice to be here, Jason.
Wait,
nice to be here.
On time.
What's that?
How's he locked up on time? That guy's got nothing but time.
Dave, you have nothing but time, we're understanding.
Well, in fairness, I was asleep, so I did wake up to call this.
Dave Taylor, who just painted his apartment, inside of his apartment, Ari, can you believe that?
Really?
Yep. This guy's getting ready to turn it into a fuck palace.
His slop will look better.
Excuse me, what did he say?
He said
his slop will look better with a nice background.
Your slop will look better. He's hard to understand because he's eating some...
You know... Ari, you're really kicking yourself out of the running for possibly getting to apartment swap with me. For somebody who needs a place in Los Angeles where the person will not stick around, you sure are being cavalier about your words.
I found somebody, Matt Fultron. You can go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Ooh, roast battle.
Try going before the fall, Ari. You're really counting on full charge to not binge your ass.
Yeah, really.
I expect you guys to be sharing his studio apartment. Anyway, the segment is called Sports Heroes. Tebow, I want to tell you guys about two sports heroes I found from the world of sports. True heroes.
Okay.
True heroes or true heroes?
Heroes. Okay. I ask you guys, what are sports, what values is sports meant to instill? One thing, outside the box, creative thinking, like problem solving, how to handle a problem.
Sure.
Loyalty to a friend.
Sure.
Smart.
Sports are meant to help that also. And the ability to dish out some vicious punishment when necessary.
Yeah.
And that is why this week's inaugural sports heroes are those two high school kids from Texas that hit the fuck out of that referee.
It was a great,
those are my sports.
It was a great shot.
I mean,
it was, yeah. The first one knocked his hat clean off.
Now, can you explain to people in case they haven't seen it, and we'll tweet this. I believe I retweeted it, but I'll tweet it again so people know. Explain to people what happened, because this is really a crazy story. Did you see this?
No, I want to see it.
And there's the story behind the story. The clip we see is a referee standing there minding his own business.
Football.
Safety behind when the play is snapped just runs right at him and lights him up so hard that his hat flies 5 yards. It's not an exaggeration. It looks like a cartoon.
Let me break in for a second. Anyone who thinks refs get hit during the play, this is a run up the gut, and this was 15 yards away from the hole.
Pure blindside. And then after he goes down, the other player's teammate spears him with his helmet.
Yeah, jumps in when he's already down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Creams
an
the guy.
Act of true heroism. 2 points. One is that, as I expected, there's a play. It's like the Rodney King video. You know, they don't show you what you didn't see. And what the players are claiming is that the referee directed racial slurs at them.
Now, who's claiming that?
The players. The players are saying that.
So both players are.
When the story broke, they said, "We're investigating the ref." And I'm like, wait, what?
Now, the ref threw out.
No, they could be investigating the circumstances, which isn't the same as investigating the ref.
Yeah, didn't you mention before that the ref had previously did something to the other teammate?
Wait a second, who's speaking? Is that a dirty Mexican?
That is a dirty Mexican, yes it is.
Is there any other kind of Mexican?
That's true. That is a bit redundant. It's a real hodgepodge of everything today, but in my defense, we do have two super white guys in me and Andy. You couldn't be whiter than Andy and I. I'm French, Canadian, and Swedish. I'm hairless. You could beat me up with a baby.
Okay, go back for and continue to speak.
My great grandparents started the Plymouth Colony.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got that Plymouth facial structure. Pilgrim blood.
Now this ref apparently kicks out two players from the other team. Now is that when they said this guy was saying racial slurs or whatever he did?
At first I heard he kicked somebody out, and then I heard he just called a penalty. I don't exactly know when he's supposed to have leveled the racial slur. I read that in the last 5 minutes, that the players are saying that the referee...
Well, of course they are. I mean, I'm sure these guys... Whether that's true or
false. What's interesting, too, I saw another video of another high school player in Texas in 2008 do the exact same thing.
Which is...
Here's a real problem.
Light up the ref from behind.
Wow.
I love it.
So here's what I think. I've never played football. My guess is every safety has thought about doing this.
I mean, I bet you're standing there just looking at this guy, especially if he's been shitting on you or calling you for pass interference. I mean, because really, if you're a safety, the only thing you get really called for that's a really devastating call is pass interference.
If the whole team's getting back calls, they're like, fuck this guy. That's true. Here's my point. Black people, it's just not acceptable anymore to say he dropped an N-bomb and makes me violent. That's just not acceptable. If you want to be treated as equals, then you report him, you get him fired, you don't be violent. That's not the answer to it. That just reinforces what they think about you.
Right.
Just not acceptable. The idea, like, well, you say nigger, I get to punch you. No, you don't.
But it's so satisfying.
Next time I see you, I'm going to hit you from behind.
Well, there's black people in my yard right now, so maybe they're.
I think you're going to be in line right behind Gay Jesus, who definitely wants to hit Ari from behind.
He wants to tag it from behind.
I guess that's what he said. Yeah, that is what he said.
You're right. I should have said no homo. I apologize.
But now they're talking about prosecuting these guys for assault.
Oh, yeah, they're going to prosecute. One of the assistant coaches was suspended, too.
Yeah, it's...
Who's suspended?
Assistant coach, because I guess there's...
No, I disagree. If you're going to prosecute him, then why wouldn't you prosecute anybody for making any sort of vicious hit on a football field? Ari, once you step on that field, you got to be ready to man up. Keep your head on a swivel. It's like what they say when somebody's hit from behind during an NFL run back. Head on a swivel.
Now, there is a thing...
No prosecution.
It's very funny, but I don't...
Dave wants no prosecution for this. Now, there is an element of this where you're like, hey, man, if you're going to be in the danger zone of being on the NFL field, you better watch what you say to some of these people, even if they are high school kids.
More so high school
Absolutely.
Kids. Most dangerous people alive.
Yeah, they got...
I mean, they are, yeah.
They got guns?
They got guns. They're lighting up schools left and right.
Hormones are going all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're looting.
Absolutely. And also, they're high school football players.
Steroids.
In Texas. So they haven't heard the word no for like 3 years. In fact, probably before they hit puberty.
Right.
So, well, they hear it a lot when they have sex.
Yeah.
The only time they hear the word no is when they go to their steroid dealer and they go, hey, are you all out of steroids? And he goes, nope. And they go, cool. That's the only time they hear that word.
Are definitely juicing. So, sure, I say let him hit the ref once or twice. You know what? Why don't we just say you get a pass this time? Let's treat it like Spygate. Okay?
Okay.
Let's take that tape. Let's stomp on the tape. Let's give them a stern talking to. And if they do something, you know, minor in like 10 years, then we bring the hammer down on them. If we pull them over for speeding, then we send them to prison for like a good 10 years.
I mean, if these allegations are true, that this guy said something racial or some racial slur, or, I mean, are both the players African-American?
I don't know.
Okay. Because, I mean, they could have been Mexican.
I'm assuming because they are on a football field.
Yeah, but, I mean, they could, Texas, they could be, they could be Mexican or something like in Texas. But there was some sort of racial thing.
Seriously, like cornerbacks? Safeties, what sort of speed Mexicans, you know, that sort of speed.
But it could be like Division IV.
What part of Texas?
Let's keep it legit. Let's keep it realistic.
That's
yeah, let's keep it realistic. Frank has not run in the last 50. Frank.
Yep.
Have you ever run, ever?
Nah, man. Once my grandparents did it, that's all the running we had.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Once they got to this country, the running was over.
What was that movie?
It was like a year ago. It was about 6:55, and we were about 8 blocks away from a 2-for-1 happy hour that ended at 7. All the burritos you can eat, and
that is true.
I was going to imagine, like, if the pot store was about to close, you might get a brisk walk out of him, but that's about it.
What was that movie about your grandparents? We Are... What is it? The high school?
Marshall?
Yeah. No, what is it?
That was the white one.
The cross-country team.
Oh,
Something USA.
McFarlane USA.
McFarlane USA.
Yeah, that was Mexican running.
When you said a movie about his grandparents, I thought you were addressing Ari, and I thought that's going to be a totally different movie.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
A lot of Oscar wins there.
I thought people that didn't run.
I thought we're talking
a lot of people that wish they were a little, you know,
faster,
fleeter of foot.
Yeah, so, clearly it's a defensive backfield. You've got Dobby Black, especially if they're playing high-level high school football in Texas.
So now, if this is true, and I, you know, I don't know. Because I could see these guys just being complete dumb fucks.
Uh-huh.
But I can also see, as a fan of the show Friday Night Lights, I remember one time when they had a problem with one of the coaches, and all the black players on the team protested, and they refused to show up. That's a lot more of a powerful move. If you go, hey, man, until this referee is completely fired, no more black people play football in the state of Texas. And let's see how your fucking team does with its 9 white guys and its 2 fat Mexicans to play center.
Yeah.
So what are you advocating? Collective bargaining or violence against the officials? Either way, I'm on board.
I'm saying either one of them works. But if you attack, if you do what these guys did, which is hit this guy, and then you claim the race thing, no one's going to buy it. Now it's his word against yours, and you there's no video of him dropping an N-bomb on you.
Claim race right then and walk off. Then people are like, wait, what's going on? Like, this guy called us this, we're not playing under these circumstances. And people are like, whoa.
What if, let me give it a possibility, what if he called you boy?
Same.
Technically not racism, but it is kind of racist. Right?
Oh yeah,
that
man,
is a dicey one.
That's what the Mario Balotelli and the other guy, what's his name, Prince Boateng. They walked off of AC Milan game because the fans were being racist.
Oh, yeah. Those soccer fans though are racist. They throw bananas at players.
But they never really get penalized for it. Sometimes they'll have to play for empty stadiums. But the 2 stars of their own team walked off and they said, "We're not playing for you anymore if you're going to do this shit." Like canceled the game.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Last spring.
No shit.
Oh, what'd the fans do after that?
Just kept being racist. Yeah, it wasn't. It was Italian. It was AC Milan. Yeah.
Yeah, European racism is really on another level. That's one thing they do better than we do.
They do have it down.
They're like not a they're not embarrassed to be skinheads. They like they put stickers on their cars and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a great tradition there.
Yeah, they're racing
a
little more.
It's weird because white people in Europe are better at basketball and racism, which are two things American pride themselves on. But I don't know why that is. But they're like, really good at both.
It's like a more respectful racism.
Yeah,
we're not the best of either one anymore.
I mean, they are just blatant about it. There's nothing dicey about their racism. A couple black guys walk out on the pitch, as they call it, and it just starts raining bananas. Can you imagine being in an NBA game and DeAndre Jordan goes to the free throw line and it just starts raining bananas on him?
I think that they've done stuff like that in hockey. To me, what that says is less about the players and more about the other fans in the stadium. It's like you have to be super confident in your in the fact that nobody in that stadium is going to fight you if you're throwing bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
by the way, guys, you notice who nobody has heard from in this whole high school football thing is the official.
Now, he hasn't said a word. Right.
He can't talk. He's in a coma.
Because he said it.
My guess is that he is busy preparing a massive lawsuit.
Do you think so?
Right now, he is in a lawyer. Oh, yeah. Right now, he's in a lawyer's office figuring out the most effective public strategy.
Absolutely. There is some lawyer that's like, you don't say a fucking word.
There's an article that just came up about him wanting to press release.
The players are black points to the fact. Look, if players are black, that means they're poor, which means he's going to sue the school district. That's going to be a co-defendant.
Of course. He's going to sue.
If the players were white and wealthy, he would come right at them.
High school athletics, the athletic department, the entire school system. He's going to sue his employer, which is probably whatever athletics department of whatever county they live in.
Yeah, what does he want to get back to?
Pain and suffering, definitely.
I mean, what's that, all right?
He doesn't need to get back to his life as a high school football coach. It's not like he really loves
No, high school football ref. You know, those guys are usually, they have another job, Friday night thing. Maybe it's a little bit of money, maybe it's free. Either way, he's going
to
get paid.
Oh, no, they get paid because they have to get certified. I actually used to ref when I was in college. When I was in college, I refed basketball and flag football and softball. I refed all those intramural things, and you have to get certified. And then a bunch of the guys that I worked with also started doing high school, and you have to be certified to do that. And you get like, I mean, this was Indiana, and this was the 90s, and you know, you would get like $125 a game.
Jason can't be around minors anymore, though.
No, just because they're too goddamn delicious. But so, you know, he's probably, who knows, now it's, you know, 15 years later, he's probably getting 150, and it's Texas, where football's humongous. You know, they're probably...
Question for the panel.
Yes.
Question for the panel.
Yep.
Each of you guys is a high school defensive back.
Yeah.
What is the thing that ref could say that would make you blindside hit him? There's got to be one thing. I know you say, what black people can't claim racism. Then what would be the one thing that would make you blindside hit a ref?
We're out of watermelon?
Wow.
Out of watermelon comes... Ari comes in with out of watermelon. all right, what if he's like, hey, man... I heard your podcast. Just shut up, and I don't need to hear about your kike dad or grandfather. What if you throw something like that about your grandfather who's in the concentration camp?
I got another one. I have a possibility. How about this? I set up Natasha with that Mad TV guy.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Something like that. I was going to say, if he said if it was something personal about an ex-girlfriend, a recently ex-girlfriend, or that ex-wife.
Yeah. I mean, those are the words that got you to kick Bobby Lee right in the throat.
Yeah.
Three times.
Tito, what would he have to say to you?
I don't know, man. I mean,
my guess would be, I'm sorry, sir. I'm cutting you off.
That has fucking lit my ire. That's got me worked up in the past. Probably something like that. Last call for alcohol. Something like that really fucking gets my blood boiling.
Embarrassed by it, he would just have to come into his lane.
If he said that I couldn't smoke weed here.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, he played football, too, in high school.
Yeah.
If they were out of kale.
Oh, yeah. Or if they had to say something for Andy, it might be like, hey, man, just play football. Soccer's for faggots.
Yeah, I'd get pretty mad about that.
Yeah.
But if they were out of, like, high-end juicing products, I'd probably get pretty upset.
I think I know Gabe's.
Whole Foods Riot.
Mine would be Reb M won't give you any stage time ever. Ever.
Nailed it.
It's
Next.
Funny
because
that would be Sarah Wineshanks, too.
Oh.
Sarah Wineshanks.
Those girls who go up and kill Tony, did it only go up and kill Tony?
Not anymore. Well, no, they do other. Well, I know Sarah hits mics and she goes and does San Diego a lot. But
and they always get to do Red Band.
Yeah, they always do Friday night at the Ice House.
Yeah, Friday night at the Ice House. Friday,
yeah. So they just.
Secret shows, too.
They just got moved to Friends and Family now, so they don't do Kill Tony anymore.
They do Friends and Family at the store.
Red, mm-hmm. I know Red Band knows how hard it is to be a female comic, so the fact that he's going out of his way to make sure these undeveloped females get a chance is really important.
He's inspiring.
Red Band puts on every girl that there is, but he won't let me do 5 minutes. What the fuck?
Well, Abe, I don't know. Maybe it's because you suck compared to these girls.
I guarantee you they've sucked more things than I have. See, that's a classic example. One of my closers.
Dave, we look forward to this segment. I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
And
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that those two young men took the time to be proactive and not lazy. What the complaint about today's youth that they're lazy, they don't get off their ass, they smoke marijuana, they play video games. Not these kids, guys. I say prosecute them. Hell, we should reward them.
We should reward them. And I'm going to reward you with a little something called Dave Taylor's Sports Heroes theme song. So this has been another episode, the first and not the last, of Dave Taylor's Sports Heroes.
I like to hear the theme song.
I think he means installment, but but yeah.
Close enough, Andy.
I didn't want to say one more thing. That was a clean-ass hit, though. You know, that was a really, really good hit.
I think it's just, you know, it's the difference between Malcolm X and MLK, you know? It's like either
the biggest
peace
dumbass is the second violence guy that hit him. Did you watch the video just
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. It would have been cool if they hit him at the same time,
yeah,
coordinated.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done, both clocked at the same time.
But the problem is they would run into each other if you've seen any Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah.
The other guy that hit him when he was already down is like the asshole friend that, like, your buddy knocks somebody out, and then your asshole friend comes over and goes, yeah! It's like, you didn't even do anything.
They both must have decided. That's right. It seemed like the second guy who hit him had already decided, I'm definitely going to do this.
Yeah.
And then saw him go down so hard. He goes, oh, that's not the way we planned it, but fuck it. I got to hit him too.
Yeah, it's like he chickened out.
Disappointment. They didn't use that heads-up tackling form that the NFL is trying to teach the kids to use.
Yeah,
it was. Guys, if you're going to blindside hit a ref, be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your heads up. Look at your target, kids. That's one thing that you need to do. Look at what you're tackling, because it really protects your neck and spine. Dave Taylor, we love you. And
you too.
Dave, what do you want to plug? Well, what about your podcast?
Oh, it's called Until I Lose Interest, and I hope that your listeners all tune in. Yeah, that's the end of the plug. Ari, when are you coming to L.A.?
For a week in October, and then again in December, late December.
Oh, yeah, you're living in full charge. Wait, one quick question. Is Full Charge this place nice?
Is Full Charge what?
Is this place nice, or you just picked it because you're pretty sure he won't stay with you?
Yeah, he won't stay with me, and he wants to switch. I can trust him with my stuff here.
Yeah, they're switching apartments.
Huh? Those are reasonable stands. Okay. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you.
Love you, Dave. Talk to you next week.
What a scam that is. I'm like, how is it a scam? A nice apartment. Winter, it sucks, but it's way more expensive.
All right, why do we, two things. Why do we lose video of you?
I don't know.
And why do you sound so broken up and robotic?
Yeah, come right back.
Okay, we'll do that. Wow, that was, I didn't know realize how staticky that was till we got rid of him.
It's all clean.
And now it sounds fucking super professional.
There we go.
So fresh and so clean.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Where are you staying in October, Ari?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Airbnb it, kid.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
You can rent my place.
Really?
I have to go for the whole month, so I'm trying to look for somebody.
Okay, well, it's
probably really not podcast material right here.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Just give that address out over the air.
It's a nice part of Silver Lake.
Ooh. Ari, are you giving a fuck about this baseball push right now?
Hell yes. The Yankees look like they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, that was one big argument people were having last night when I was at the club. Some people are saying the Yankees are going to shit the bed. Some people are saying they're going to actually squeak in.
Not squeak in. They're fucking five. They're six games up right now. Hold on. Let me get the fucking standings.
Uh-huh.
Dodgers are nine games up.
Yeah.
Dude, the Cubs are going to make the postseason.
Okay, first of all, the Yankees are a half game out of first. So that's still, I mean, I don't, I already said I've said that.
You're thinking they can win a pennant?
But they're right there, and they still have games against Toronto left. So if they can get those wins,
uh-huh,
they can still get in.
Sure.
But wild card, they're up five games right now on the Rangers, and then 6.5 over the Twins. So, like, who's going to catch them? Like, what are we at? 77, 120, 130, 136, 46, 50. We've got 26 games left.
A lot of people like to tweet at us.
Who's going to blow it in 26 games? Go 6.5 games in 26.
A lot of people tweet at us and quote the show and do different things. And one thing that we get a lot is how right we are with a lot of predictions we make. Predictions for fights, predictions for who's going to make the playoffs, not make the playoffs. And one thing that you said 3 fucking months ago, the Toronto Blue Jays, and at that point in time, they were like four games, four spots out of the, you're like, these guys
are in the AL East.
These guys not only are going to make the postseason, they might win their fucking division.
Yeah, yeah.
And now look at you. You nailed it, dude.
It was that big sweep with the Yankees.
I mean, Toronto's definitely not only going to make the postseason, they're going to fucking be a bee in somebody's bonnet.
I think they're best team in baseball.
I disagree with that.
St. Louis? Who's better, St. Louis?
I think Cardinals are probably the best team in baseball.
Okay. I mean, they have 750 runs scored. 751.
Kansas City's pretty solid.
It's Kansas City. Mets are doing well.
Yeah, Mets are doing all right. I think Toronto's probably top three teams in baseball.
Go Pirates.
Toronto, yeah. Hold on. Here's overall. Let's see runs scored. Okay. The Blue Jays have 751. Second best is the Yankees with 667. And then 635 for the Red Sox, who suck.
Wow.
I mean, they're scoring so fucking much. And their runs against isn't even that bad.
I mean,
the runs allowed is where are they? Toronto.
I think the Cubs might be able to catch the Pirates.
Toronto's right in the middle of the pack with runs allowed. The Cubs might be able to catch the Pirates. Let me see the wild cards. You mean
Okay. Well, the only reason that matters because what's going to happen is it's going to be Cubs versus Pirates in a one game playoff. The winner of that game gets a death sentence and has to go play at St. Louis.
Wait.
And then it's Dodgers Mets. Then it's Dodgers Mets.
You can't play your own division in the first full round.
What's that?
Are they doing the thing they used to do where you can't play against your own
division? Oh, I don't know. God, I hope that's the case. Is that the case?
I don't think so anymore.
They used to do it with the wild card both.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
They at least can't face each other first round.
Yeah, that used to be the case, but I think with the new format.
With the new format and the one game play in, I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah.
Right, because they got to make plane tickets.
But what's going to be key is who gets home field advantage in that one game playoff. And if the Cubs can catch the Pirates and play that game in Wrigley Field and get Asiata pitching,
They could, I mean, it's two games.
They could
two
win games. That and then have to go to fucking St. Louis and get swept.
Two games is nothing.
But the Cubs did just beat St. Louis 9-0 last night.
Ooh. Whatever, it's one game.
Jesus. I know, but I mean, fuck.
It was ugly. No doubt about it.
If they can do that.
And they got three left.
Yeah.
They got three games left. More. They got seven games left against Pittsburgh.
Those are all huge.
Yeah. Four games at... Oh, their next run, by the way, is road, and then home against St. Louis for three games.
Wow.
And then Pittsburgh has to come to L.A., and they're probably going to lose those games. They're going to play LA at home, so they're.
It's going to be those seven games. That's what's really going to matter. I mean, that's what's really going to come down to who gets the division.
That'll really get me. I mean, I'm already a Dodger fan, but that'll really get me rooting for the Dodgers. Oh, we got a call. I wonder who this could be.
Yeah, what about Canadian?
They didn't call back.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have here? Is this a Canadian?
It has been.
It is a Canadian.
Too long since we spoke last.
Jesus Christ.
It's a Canadian.
It is a Canadian. Ladies and gentlemen, former welterweight champion George Rush St. Pierre.
Some people would say current, but, you know, it's this or that.
You retired 2 years ago. There's no way you're still the current champ. Are you wearing?
Yeah, you haven't even fought. How would you be?
Yeah, you haven't fought in 2 years. How would you be the current champ?
The belt they have now is interim.
It's an interim belt? And that's and are you currently wearing? Well, what are you wearing right now, Dice?
Not true. No,
this is GSP. I don't know
GSP,
what
yes.
is.
I'm sorry.
I'm wearing the top of a gi, no pants, nothing below, but the belt over it.
Bonjour, Pierre.
Hello? Are you there? GSP?
What was that comment?
Bonjour. Good day.
Good day to you. My French is... are you a French Canadian?
Oui. Je suis Québécois.
This guy is an imposter. He is not speaking real French. This is like a Spanglish type.
Okay, this is Spanglish. Is that what it is? GSP, what's been going on? We haven't heard from you in probably a couple months.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, let's just say he knows how to party. He has introduced me to drugs I did not know even existed.
Like what?
Yeah, last time you called in, you were partying with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And you were snorting blue kitty litter.
The blue kitty litter brings you to a place you've never been before, but he mixes it. He sprays the computer spray on top of the blue kitty litter and then pours a little bit of gasoline on top of that.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What is
he? Kitty litter, gasoline, and then sprays it with computer spray. What does he call that drug?
He calls it the Vandamanator.
Is that like a sativa or an indica?
It's like a sativica. It will blow your mind. It will take you to places you never thought existed.
A sativica.
That's like so fucking northern Quebec.
Van Damme, he told me to trust him and to bend over with no pants. Next thing I know, he sticks one of those whipped cream things up my ass and sprays the chemical. Uh-huh.
Like a whippet?
But through the rectum, it was exquisite. Not the feeling or the gay sensation, but the chemical reaction.
Uh-huh. And then you were just high as fuck from that?
Oh, it was, you know that song that lady sings? I get high all the time.
Nope.
Nope.
I do.
Nope. No clue.
I know it.
But I do love when GSP sings. Now, how's the acting career? I know you're currently, or maybe you just finished filming Kickboxer, the remake.
I'm currently taking accent elimination classes. Do you guys hear the difference?
You sound exactly the same if you're taking accent elimination classes.
I hear a little.
Thank you, whoever said that. You are very generous.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
who is the small bald guy in there right now?
That's Gabe Killian, and he's a big UFC fan.
Hello, Mr. SP, big fan.
Thank you for not many people calling me Mr. SP. I appreciate the respect.
I'm sure nobody calls you Mr. SP.
I have a question. Are you getting the itch to get back, or?
The only itch I have is for more kitty litter up in my nostrils at the moment.
Yeah. Now, what are these other drugs that you say he keeps doing?
That Van Damme or me?
Yeah, Van Damme. You said he's doing a lot of other and introducing you to all kinds of new drugs other than whipped cream in your asshole.
There is this fertilizer that Van Damme injected me with that was unbelievable.
And there's a lot of these drugs you're doing aren't even real street drugs.
You can, just buy them at Home Depot, right?
Household items that you put into your body somehow.
There's a new drug called Waka Flocka that he introduced me to that I guess some of the hip kids are doing.
Uh-huh.
I did bath salts for the first time in Thailand with Van Damme and Batista from the WWE.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how was that? Why Batista? When did you start hanging out with Batista?
Batista ended up biting my face because he thought I was a zombie, but other than that, it was a lot of fun.
He thought you were a zombie, or he thought he was a zombie?
Yeah.
We both thought each other were zombies, but he is, I don't know if you have seen him, he's a big man and he overpowered me. I tried to get him in a triangle, but he bit my face hard to the point where I bled.
Is there any scarring?
Unfortunately, Van Damme travels with a plastic surgeon, so he took care of me the next morning.
I also would have accepted you had so much Vaseline on your face that he just slid right off of you, which you've been accused of many
times. I get
the
joke. I never did the Vaseline, despite what Ari says all the time.
I mean, you're constantly being accused of it, and then you got really... Every time you sweat, it would sweat in, like, beads instead of, like, smooth.
That is from drugs, Ari. You should know. Happy Mushroom Festivus to you.
Mushroom Festivus.
Did you partake? I took 16 bags of mushrooms.
Jesus
wow,
Christ.
That's a heroic amount.
It's a lot
that's
of
a
mushrooms.
Lot. 16 bags?
Ari, it is only the Festivus one time a year, so you need to celebrate. You need to binge.
Do you know what kind of mushrooms they were? Like, were they? Yeah. Was it in Thailand? So are they like Asian mushrooms?
A lady boy just threw them at me. He threw 16 bags. It was in a briefcase, and he said, "Happy Festivus" in his dirty language.
Uh-huh. And just threw you a briefcase full of 16 bags of mushrooms.
Next thing I know, I think I'm running from Forrest Whitaker, like the movie Bloodsport.
Uh-huh.
He's chasing me over boats, and then I see what I think is Ari Shaffir fucking a lady boy.
Might have been.
Could have been real.
Ari, was that you?
I mean, did you see penetration or just pre sex?
You walked up to this lady boy and you said, "Have you seen my new belt?" And then next thing I know, you are penetrating.
Wow. Ari, do you have something you want to tell us?
I never got to the penetration, but if he's talking about me hitting on one of them, then yes, that for sure happened.
So you hit on...
What was your pickup line? Did you say,
great question.
Check out my amputated toe?
No, pre-amputation.
What did you say to this person? I will play the lady boy. Hello, okay. I'm a woman.
That's good.
That's good, GSP. I didn't even hear your accent. Those classes are really working out great.
For sure.
This is the role of a lifetime for me. Call me Caitlin St. Pierre.
Okay.
Hello, Jewish man. I'm a woman. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a lady boy?
Let's not handle that on the first date. How is your trip to Thailand?
Okay, let's go upstairs and get a massage with extra stuff.
That sounds very nice. Which hand would you like me to do the extra work?
You know what? Your dominant hand. I don't know. I don't know you well enough, but why don't you work my cock and sort of like mess around with me and stuff.
Go weak hand. It's more sensual.
Oh, really?
Well, this is awkward. I am ambidextrous, so it's a player's choice.
Player's choice. You fucking idiot. Player's choice. All right, keep going. This is going good. I want to hear how that goes.
So upstairs, do you require condoms or...
I see that you're a clean-looking man, so you can do what you want. Again, player's choice. PC.
I would like to fuck you in the butt. Just anal.
Okay, because the secret is out now, I will admit I'm a ladyboy. That is the only option for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bury the lead.
How do you feel? Okay, we're going to go non-protected anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about lubrication?
I feel that sometimes it's required. If the guy has a $5 foot long Subway penis, it's required. But if it's smaller, I do not require.
All right, I want to fuck you without a. I have a pretty thick dick, but it's not the longest in the world. I want to fuck you without lubrication, no condom, and then pull it out and come in your mouth.
Yeah, you're the Brad Williams of cocks.
You want to humiliate me, which I am okay with.
Yeah, but I'm going to jerk you off as I'm fucking in the bug. I'm going to reach around and kind of jerk you off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That is, a lot of people don't have that common courtesy. Thank you.
Yeah, not to completion, but up there a little bit. You're welcome. So, How much are we talking about?
I have a personal question. How do you feel about taking some kitty litter before we do this to get up the courage?
I mean, if you want to take it, that's fine. I'm not going to start getting the kitty litter right now.
Uh-huh.
You don't like to party?
Why don't you take it then?
What about Miracle-Gro? All
right, you're blowing this, man. Don't turn down.
All right, yeah, let's take some kitty litter, man. Let's take some kitty litter.
Okay, I'm back. Do you have any rocket fuel by any chance?
Yeah, I can get some for sure.
What's rocket fuel?
It's exactly what it sounds like, fuel for a rocket that you inhale.
Rocket fuel?
Jet fuel.
It's hard to come by. This is GSP again, not the ladyboy. It's
oh, good. Yeah, the accent. You're just going in and out of this.
In and out of character, but my acting coach tells me I'm a natural artist.
Yeah, you're going in and out of this accent. I can't tell who's who.
Where are you taking these classes? Like somewhere up in the valley or?
I go, it's a man who travels with me. His name is Pierre Sautor.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
He teaches the classic method acting, so for kickboxer, I had to pretend to be a kickboxer.
Okay,
wow.
Which was a stretch for me because my background is MMA.
That is a big stretch for you. Let's say, like, for example, Ari, think of, like, a very famous movie. Or GSB, if you have a real quick short little monologue you would like to do, maybe something you've been practicing.
Yeah, like Glengarry Glenn Ross or Taxi Driver. Maybe Taxi Driver.
Maybe we could do a few good men. I will be Jack Nicholson.
Okay, and then, you know, just get right into the character, completely lose the accent.
It's crazy how your accent's already gone almost. So
just
this
lose
is...
yourself.
Who's going to be Tom Cruise?
Oh, that'll be Ari.
Ari will do Tom.
Yeah, I'll be Tom Cruise.
TC is his friend.
Okay, someone give me the action because I need that in my head to turn it on.
Okay, are you guys ready? Playing Jack Nicholson will be GSP, and then playing Tom Cruise will be Ari Shaffir. And action.
Hey, time out. Can you say it's time like Bruce Buffer? I'm still kind of in that
okay.
mode.
Okay, of course. Absolutely. In this corner, fighting, acting. In this corner, Jew, number one, playing Tom Cruise. And acting in this corner, George Rush St. Pierre. Action.
Yeah, you have the first line, Tom.
What's the first line? What movie is
Fuck.
This? Oh, this guy is unprofessional. I can't work like this. Give me my kitty litter. I'm going to my trailer.
GSP, what's the line? What's the line?
Come on.
What's Ari's line?
There's takes in movies.
I'm fine. I will start. You need me on this wall. You people like you, you want me to do the job, but you want it to be the way you like it.
Wait, okay, you're a big Jack Nicholson. I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're asking me this in character? How am I supposed to act like this?
I want the truth.
You cannot handle it?
Wow.
Some good
Did
work.
Did you feel the emotion that I was channeling as this
I
man?
Didn't even... I was like, was that GSP or was that... Jack, I mean, I didn't know.
How I prepared for it in my head was I was like, okay, you are a creepy old man who roots for the Lakers for no reason.
Okay.
I can do it. You ready? Okay. Let's do it again.
Okay, let's try it again.
Oh, we're going to? Okay. I don't know if I can do better than that, but it's always good to try.
Let's try.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You bet I ordered the code red?
You're missing all the can't handle the truth. I'll answer the questions. You want answers? All that shit. You want answers?
Do you want the answers to that quiz?
I want the truth.
Yeah, you cannot handle it.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Who's going to play Kevin Bacon?
No.
There's no Kevin Bacon in this line.
There's no Kevin Bacon.
I'll be Kevin Bacon.
Just sit there because there's no lines.
Perfect.
I'll just.
Colin, would you like to do some scenes from one of my favorite movies, Short Circuit?
Yeah,
no, not Short Circuit. What about.
Do you know the Dennis Hopper monologue from True Romance?
Oh.
Or even better, a lot of people who don't. He has been known to be in musicals and starred in a very, very, very off-Broadway, so far off-Broadway that it was across the Canadian border, Number of Grease, played Danny Zuko, if I recall correctly. Can you give us a little musical number from Grease, GSP?
Let me, I'm a little rusty, let me look it up here, okay. And then I will be ready to talk amongst yourselves for 2 seconds.
Okay, that we will.
Which song do you want? Is there a special request?
I think obviously Grease Lightning, yeah.
I think, I also like Always Be Together, whatever the title
or
of that
Summer
one is.
Lovin'.
Summer Lovin's a great one.
Yeah, Summer Lovin's great.
Oh, that's a good pick.
We could do the background.
Speak French. I will honor his request.
Okay, that would be
merci
great.
Merci beaucoup.
That's perfect. That's perfect. That is
Ari,
great.
Would you like to join me? Because your acting needs work. Maybe we can workshop it.
I mean, I still say we should do Short Circuit.
I will be Johnny Five. You be Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, obviously. you know the script by heart, I'm assuming.
Of course, Johnny Five is alive.
Right, okay, so you know it all. Okay, so I'll choose a scene that's a little bit later where I'm trying to find out whether or not, if I remember it right, whether or not you're actually a person or not. So I'll play Stephanie Speck, the love interest.
Oh, this is interesting. You're gender bending. I like it.
Okay, you ready?
I am prepared.
Okay, here we go.
The glow of your computer screen looks like you're looking down on all the circuitry of, so it's really good.
Oh, it's a god shot.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't die. You're a machine.
But I have feelings.
Just go with it, all right? Go with it. Go with it.
Yeah.
Somehow wait. It is crept up into me. I feel emotions.
So
I just
want to
dance with somebody, feel the heat with somebody. Okay, that got me in the mood. Ari, the scene is over. It's time for a little summer loving. Set me a blast. Summer loving. Happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me. I met a boy cute as can be. Summer days drifting away through all the summer nights. Tell me more, did you get very far? That's not very appropriate question, no?
I also, first of all, wonderful GSP.
Yeah.
And I also like the side commentary of you being...
I just was thinking this is for high school students. Did you get very far? What are we talking about? Touching the pussy? Come on.
Common App. They're applying for multiple colleges.
I think they're talking about fucking...
Oh, okay. Maybe that.
All right, well, it's almost time for us to wrap up the show, GSP. Thank you so much for calling.
Can I sing one more song to say goodbye to that piece of trash Frank guy? Not Frank, Gabriel guy?
Of course.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
That's good.
There we go. GSP, he hasn't called in quite some time. All right, can you see us now?
Yeah, I see you now.
Gabe, will you speak some Armenian for us?
Oh, yeah.
What would you like me to say?
Come on, Gabe. Just fucking play along.
Say your genocide is more important than Ari's genocide.
God damn it, Haynes.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I know. It's fun.
Im genocida avali karevura.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm in an Uber.
I feel like I need to take a shower after that.
Smells like homicide.
Can you say this? Both of our genocides weren't real. And joke's on
you.
No.
Come
people.
On, he'll get killed for that. He won't be allowed in Glendale.
I can't word that. It doesn't translate.
Yeah, there's literally no translation for that. It's smart.
Of course. Well played. Well played, Armo. Gabe, good luck in New York.
Hebrew.
Oh, can you? Let's hear it.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to think what genocide is.
awesome.
Somebody's using Google Translate right now.
Yeah.
I like how he looks up like he's thinking, but he's typing in Google Translate.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. Let me think for 1 second. Click, 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 click,
Andy
click, click, click.
Andy Haynes.
I got the fingers on the buttons. I was like,
There's nothing about that played off that was smooth.
Yeah.
Let me think. We can see your eyes moving from left to right. Clicking of the keys. Well, let me think. How would one word that? All right, where are you going to be?
Well, I got an announcement real quick. I for my storytelling show, it's being recorded October 5th, 6th, and 7th at Cheetah's in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Nice.
If you want tickets, there's a 7:30 show and a 10 o'clock show. You can go to one every day. Email me at contact@rashafir.com and tell me which show or shows you want to go to and how many people, and I'll put you on the list ahead of just random people that want to come in. I'd rather have the fans there.
That is awesome.
So I can't tell you who's on which lineups because we don't know yet. It depends on schedules, but if you want to go to those, they're all going to be really great shows. So
is this digital or television?
For both together.
Oh, nice.
We just taped them all together.
By the way, we threw Dean on, and he was absolutely fantastic.
Dean Del Rey?
Yeah, he told a great story.
Oh, yeah, he did really good.
I saw some.
A lot of these guys, though, it's like, hey, it doesn't matter how good I have no chance to get you on.
Yeah. I mean, it's Comedy Central's casting, right?
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, so it's like, at some point, they're just like, you don't have the credits for them. There's just no, I'd like to pick out like three fights, and it's just too far down the line. I just can't do it. We had a showcase here, or one show here, that I set up just to get Bonnie McFarlane on. Just to get her on. And and he was like, you think I'll get a show? I'm like, no, you were never in the running. You're behind fucking Jason Tebow. And he was like, who? And I was like, yeah, man.
Exactly. The guy that's on season 3. Or 5. Maybe probably more like 9-ish.
No, come on. 7.
Season 7?
He did a good job. I think he moved up from 8 to 7.
Really? Jumped a whole year? That's good.
For a maybe.
Of course. That's all I ever wanted in life, Ari.
Yeah,
is okay. Just for somebody to have somebody else say my name and that person go, nah.
Put a pin in that until we get something else.
I'm fine with that. So that's cool. Gabe, moving to New York.
Yep.
Look for Gabe Killian at the open mics in the New York scene.
And collecting change outside the D-Train on Hester Street.
That's right. I already know names of streets, so I'm pretty much a New Yorker.
And
Andy is right though, Gabriel. The Creek in the Cave is a great place for any new comic to New York to go, just to go.
Yeah, James O'Domian told me to hit that place up.
Is that right?
100%. And read my articles at MMAoddsbreaker.com.
No way, I will not.
I wasn't talking to you, but yeah.
Good one. Andy, where are you going to be? What do you have coming up, buddy?
This weekend, I will be at Brian Baldinger's bachelor party in Palm Springs. And then
are you going to?
Yeah, are you?
No, I can't. I'm only home for 3 weeks.
Fuck. I'm going to be in Portland on October 1st for, I think it's called Comedy Over Everything, or Funny Over Everything, and then I'll be at the Punchline on Halloween weekend, San Francisco.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I am middle of October. I'll be headlining the Madhouse in San Diego on a Wednesday night. I'm doing Comedy Juice there.
Can I do a guess what?
I'll be in New York if now you tell me. Now you tell me.
So check my Twitter for that. And October 9th, big Windy City Heat weekend. The Bears
Kennedy, yeah, I'll be there.
The Bears Kennedy Overdrive is doing a big set at Neil Leeds Mattress Store.
Hell
really?
Yeah.
And it's supposedly going to be pretty awesome. Yeah. So come and check that out. And then for our good friend Sam Tripoli, who will be back next week, he's doing Stand Up Scottsdale. This Thursday night is the first show, and he's there all weekend.
I love Stand Up Scottsdale.
Yep. Tripoli will be at Stand Up Scottsdale all weekend, so hit him up for shows. And if you're in the Arizona area, go check him out. Frankie, what about you?
Roast Battle, and I'm also going to be opening up for Teebs in San Diego. No, I wanted to let Ari know that someone came by and did the give a door guy a nug program. So I wanted to say thank you to that guy.
Nice.
Yeah, man. The guy came up and he was like, "Hey, do you know where to smoke?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's right over here." And he's like, "No." And he like palmed me something. He's like, "Do you know where to smoke?" And I was like, "Do you watch podcasts?" He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "All right, right this way."
The palming is even better. The palming is great. By the way, Andy, that Halloween night, that Saturday night, what a shit show you're gonna have.
They're not doing a late show. I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. You don't want to fuck with that shit. And as always, go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the Amazon link. That helps us out. You can watch all of our shows live there. Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and that saves you 10%. And go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. It's free to sign up, and that gets you $10 free to gamble with. And we got some new sponsors coming up pretty soon that we're excited about.
Next week, we got a sponsor.
Next week, awesome. That's great. And consider it sucked. Andy, Gabe, thanks for coming. As always, Frank, everybody, thanks. And Gabe, good luck in New York, man. We're going to miss you. My impression is going to be moving to New York, and I'm very upset about
that.
Thank you. Stugatz.
Stugatz. All right, I love you, buddy. I can't wait to see you.
Give us a little next week, Gabe Killian, how he's liking New York.
It's a hell of a lot more humid here than it is in New York, but guess what? I'm getting more spots than Red Band ever gave me, and I'm getting laid.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. I believe one of those things.
I'll have a bit of a New York accent by next week.
Oh, I'm sure.
You will.
Thank
I'm
God.
Sure you fucking will. And when Ari gets back in 3 weeks, he's farting in an Armo's mouth.
So we're doing that, right? That's what we're going
to
do. That
we are night. Doing that on your show. I am going to be taping a funnel to your ass, and Sam has to hit it like a bong. So we got.
Wait. What do you mean on my show?
On this show here, we're going to do it live here in the studio.
That's gross.
Sam has to hit this fart like a bomb. Oh. And, dude, so the day or two, when you get in Thursday, what day do you get in?
Thursday the 1st.
It's Rancid bad meat. Fish. It's 12 packs that just say beer. It's cigars. It's a couple pots of coffee.
Just say beer.
Yeah, generic beer, the worst thing you can have. Anything to get you.
Schmitz.
Yep, Schmidt.
Warm Schmidt.
Are you guys prepared for Sam to throw up in the studio?
Yeah. We're always prepared.
He's going to barf. If you've seen Jackass, you barf.
Yeah, we got Ren Azizia to throw up in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, so we can get Sam to do it.
Ren
Azizia's awesome.
Special is the 19th, also on Comedy Central.
September 19th, yep.
Oh, you should.
Breaking Dad.
You guys should do the bong that's shaped like a gas mask and then hook that up to your ass.
We've already negotiated the terms. We've already tried that, but it's already cut down to just a bong.
Wait, does he have to hold it in?
Yeah, he has to hold
it in.
Does
he have to breathe it in?
Yes. He has to hit it like a bong.
All the way in, too.
He farts into this funnel, and Sam has to hit it like a bong.
Like lung respiratory E. coli or something. It's going to be dope.
That's what we're shooting for.
Dude, I had a couple of Punch Drunk fans, or one and his girlfriend, come yesterday to the stand, and he was asking about the fart funnel, and he suggested that we push the funnel into
your asshole,
actually,
your asshole.
No, not like that at all.
Like an enema.
No, into a bomb. So we'll push it into here.
Okay.
And then Sam has to.
Oh,
that's a nice bong.
That's actually smarter because it filters out the water.
How much is that bong?
Too many moving parts. I want it straight from your asshole into his mouth. I don't want it going through the water.
Medically, that's a little
Sam's
safer.
Sam's not going to know how to hit a bong. He never smokes
pot. That bong a gift?
It was a gift, yeah.
It's like a dab setup, isn't it? It's crazy.
It's a what?
It looks like
it has a dab setup on it. You're right.
Oh, does it? That's awesome.
That's nuts. I miss when I used to smoke weed and get all that free weed stuff.
Oh, I still
smoke. Yeah, it's this. It's got this on top.
That's crazy.
There we go. So you can like dab or regular. I got it as a gift at the Creekies last night, or two nights ago.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Well, I love you, buddy. Ari, I'll see you soon. And you're on the show next week, or you're out of town?
I'm on the show next week. Yeah, I'm on the show next week.
All right. Awesome.
All right, dude.
Everybody, thanks for listening. Consider it sucked. Gabe, good luck in New York, man. We love you.
Thank you. Stay beautiful.